This is KUNM. I'm Madison Spratto. The Libertarian and Republican challengers in New Mexico's three-way U.S. Senate race voiced support Friday for the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh as the Senate closed in on a final vote. Kavanaugh's confirmation is all but guaranteed with a final roll call vote likely to take place today. Incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich has made clear he'll vote against Kavanaugh based on the nominee's judicial views and accusations of teenage sexual misconduct that the first-term senator calls credible. Former New Mexico governor and third-party Senate candidate Gary Johnson said Friday in an email that he would vote in favor of Kavanaugh's confirmation if he were voting. Johnson said it was appropriate and good that Christine Blasey Ford was given the opportunity to testify before a Senate committee. Kavanaugh has angrily denied Ford's accusations that he drunkenly sexually assaulted her in 1982 behind locked doors at a high school gathering, along with allegations of sexual misconduct by two other women. Republican candidate Mike Rich, an enthusiastic supporter of President Trump, said he too would be voting for Kavanaugh if he could. The Los Alamos National Laboratory says radiation has been found in a worker's puncture wound received while changing cables on a glove box. The Los Alamos Monitor reports the contamination was found during medical testing done in the wake of the August 18th accident. The worker's injury was reported in the latest inspection report prepared by an on-site defense facility's Nuclear Safety Board inspector. Lab spokesman Kevin Warwick says the worker was wearing proper safety clothing when the accident occurred. He says the worker is currently undergoing standard medical treatment for internal radiation exposure, and the worker is doing non-radiological work at the laboratory.